underground video arcade in central Moscow. You can battle terrorists in helicopter gunships above the London skyline. The Moscow theater siege may have brought Russia imaginatively closer to the U.S.-led war on terror. But Russian President Vladimir Putin continues to go his own way, among other things, by maintaining trade or diplomatic relations with Iran, Iraq, and North Korea, the very countries in President Bush's axis of evil. How do the customers in this shooting gallery feel about that?
In my opinion, the president is a man of the times. For the time we live in, for the countries existing the way they do today, and for the heads of states who lead the sort of politics they lead, our president fits perfectly. But with the things that are happening there now, I do understand the worries of the Americans.
If you are talking about Korea, Iran, and Iraq, well, these states are quite special. One has to understand them. And one country, even the United States, will have difficulties in handling the situation, especially without Russia.
So if George Bush telephones Vladimir Putin and says, Vladimir, please stop having relations with Iran, Iraq, and North Korea, what should Vladimir Putin say?
Putin will probably say, it's my own business, but I'll take into account your opinion. But then, in the end, it's Putin who decides.
Of course, Vladimir Putin isn't maintaining relations with Pyongyang, Baghdad, and Tehran simply to spite Washington. There are different agendas involved, not all equally pressing, as Russian military analyst Pavel Felgenhauer explains.
Iraq, of course, was very important in the Soviet times, was sort of important in the 90s, but now everyone in Moscow understands, including Saddam's friends here, that Saddam will not last long. And this sort of dead meat is not what really is a very popular retail item here in Moscow in the Russian elite. If a person's down, well, his telephone stops buzzing, and Saddam's apparently stopped. And North Korea, so, well, we have some kind of interest there. But again, there's not much real money around. Of these three, Iran is the really important one.
Important for Moscow and Washington. Generations of Russian czars and then Soviet leaders looked longingly down the Silk Road towards Iran, with its oil riches and its warm water ports. And after two decades of U.S. attempts to isolate it, Iran has been inching closer to Moscow. A kind of 21st century rematch of the great game for control of Central Asia. Moscow denies Western accusations that it's sold Iran advanced missile technology, but it makes no secret of the fact that it's selling Tehran technology for nuclear power plants and fully intends to continue to do so, no matter what President Bush says to President Putin when the two men meet on Friday.
Look, friends fight all the time, and just because there's a dispute doesn't mean that you're enemies.
Jack Spencer is a defense analyst with the Heritage Foundation in Washington. He says Bush administration officials are hoping North Korea's admission that it did, after all, have a nuclear weapons program will bring Moscow to reconsider its sales of nuclear technology to Tehran.
I think that Russia will understand that its nuclear interactions with Iran have been a mistake. That's what we're going to learn. That's one of the lessons that we're going to learn from North Korea. And I think that the last thing we need to worry about is President Bush turning his head to any nuclear cooperation with any of the axis of evil countries. This will be a point of contention between the United States and Russia, but that's not to say they can't move beyond that and they can't cooperate to resolve the issue.
But the issue is unlikely to be resolved Friday. Gennady Gerasimov is a former advisor to Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev. He says the most Mr. Bush can expect is more strong moral support for the UN resolution on arms inspections, and implicit Russian support for a post-Saddam Iraq.
We don't have any sympathy for this dictator anymore. Why should we? We are moving the democratic way. We don't have any sympathy with the man in Pyongyang, in North Korea. He's a dictator. But it does not mean that we must sever relations with them.
George Bush and Vladimir Putin are pragmatists, unlikely to allow their differences over that axis of evil to derail more pressing geopolitical agendas. At least, not today. File it away as unfinished business. Pavel Felgenhauer again.
in the future, after the fall of Saddam and the fall of Baghdad, I believe the Russia-Iran-United States triangle is going to be the next place to produce the most serious possible Russian-American crisis.